6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWO. Going to be a rough morning with the weather up until about 8 o'clock on the South Shore. Then it should all be clear. Mike Strain joins us now. Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How are you, Mike Strain?
I'm doing very well. We are getting some very needed rain. Of course, we're getting a lot of it here on the North Shore, up to 2.5 inches, so everyone should be careful. Flash floods, the water. You can have some deep water even on the interstate, so please drive carefully. It will slow down all the traffic. And if there's standing water, don't roll your car through it, right? Because it could be pretty deep.
We're also seeing a lot of lightning.
And, of course, we've seen that in the last week with these thunderstorms. And we're probably going to have rain, you know, until later this morning. Then it could start up again this afternoon to tonight and then again tomorrow. And it's interesting, you know, we had 29 parishes in a burn ban. Hopefully this will alleviate that in a number of parishes. And so much needed rain, of course, and then we're going to have, you know, chances of rain through next week, and which is good because our sugar cane, I've been traveling. Of course, I was down in Vermilion Parish. The cane needs some rain. Now we are harvesting. We're harvesting corn. We are harvesting our soybeans. We've been harvesting rice, and most of the rice is harvested. We're getting ready now for the second crop because you get two crops of rice off of one planting. It's called a ratoon crop. So we're getting ready for that. So we do need this rain. We were having a lot of fires. We had 22 fires last weekend alone. Mm. And so the rain, you know, we're very thankful for it. Please, everyone, be careful out there. And the other thing, and I was talking to WST yesterday, Washington St. Tammany Electric Co-op, there's a lot of dead trees everywhere. And you've seen them that are still standing. A lot of the bark has come off. And in these weather conditions, they will break off. So please be very, very, very careful out there. And if you need to get them down, call a licensed arborist. Don't attempt to take that snag down by yourself. It's very dangerous.
Dead trees because of the heat, Mike?
Most of that because what happened in 2023, they died, you know, from the drought, and there was secondary beetle infestation. And so most of what we have still standing, we call them snags. See, many of them don't have any limbs or branches. Most of them are pine trees, but they can be others. Now, you know, they're starting to come down. Many of them were removed, but you see along the interstates, along the highways. And if you drive, if you just look inward a little bit, you can still see them. They're on many farms. They're on many different places. And so they need to come down because they are going to come down. They're unpredictable. And what happens, sometimes people think they can take out here in the country, a tractor and put the bucket up high and push, which is exactly what you should not do because the top will break off and fall back on you. And again, if you're out there with a chainsaw, if you're not very skilled, what happens, they can actually kick back and break off as you're cutting them. So you need to get somebody who knows what they're doing. They need to come down before hurricane season. And again, what's happening in the rural areas, we're having a lot of power outages because, you know, the companies cleared the trees that were in the right of ways, but that now within, you know, 50 feet of the right of way, and some of these are big enough where they can still reach the power lines, they are breaking off. So today, I think you could see loss of power due to some of these, quote, snags, as we call them, these dead trees falling on the power line.
Mike, let's talk about Vermilion Parish and SpaceX. Look, man, I hope this thing is as big as they say. I hope it's as even bigger than they say. And I caught myself yesterday thinking, you know,
wow.
My name's Thomas. I'm a doubter. But, you know, you look at the LNG plants, those certainly happened. How optimistic are you about this SpaceX thing in Vermilion Parish?
Oh, I'm extremely optimistic. Everything is in place. There's 130,000 acres. And when you look at building SpaceX, the world's largest spaceport, an X marks the spot. It's the perfect place. And so Elon Musk and his team, that's where they were looking. And they're going to move at a rapid pace. They have a very aggressive timeline of what they want to do. And this thing is designed where it will launch 1,000 rockets a year, not one, not 10. 1,000 reusable rocket launch systems. And their goal, and they really outline what their goal is, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to be launching more of the Skylink, the satellites in the sky, which work very well. Then they are going to build, the intention is to build a data center in space. The data center would use sunlight, right, and also maybe nuclear energy. And then the cooling would be from space. and then they will be able to send and work with their satellites to put that information back to Earth. And then the next phase is a permanent moon base, and then from the moon base on to Mars. And so this is the hub, and it's going to be the main hub in the world for these rocket systems. And so the state is committed. So they're going to build, the highway. They're down there. They're looking at the bridges to do whatever they need to do with the bridges. There's going to be a harbor there. And SpaceX is going to fortify and rebuild the coast to stop the coastal erosion, rebuild the marshes. And all that is underway. So $100 billion-plus initial investment and end up with 3,000 to 10,000 permanent jobs at about $97,000 per job.
Awesome. Let me take a break.
Incredible.
Yeah, we'll pick it up here. We're going back. Somebody has a question about beef imports. We'll talk about that with Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, a late night. Yesterday was National Dog Day, and Teddy rented a karaoke machine, had all the dogs from the neighborhood singing till the wee hours of the morning. It was horrible.
I understand. Well, Hootie doesn't like thunder and is quite perplexed right now, but she started her day before 5 a.m. She's very happy right now.
Yeah, she does some singing on her own, too, doesn't she?
Oh, she sings all night long. Yes, she's very much a singer, very, very vocal.
Yeah, six basset hounds can be.
Hootie and Teddy get together. You and I are pretty much in trouble.
Yes.
The neighbors will be calling.
You got that right. 652, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
From the Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters WWL Traffic Center, I'm Joe Cardosi. The Bonnie Carey Spillway is pretty slow going as you head to and from Laplace right now. That weather's starting to affect things. I-10 seeing congestion all the way to Causeway as you head from Kenner toward Metairie. Also seeing a bit of congestion from Causeway till Veterans as you head from Metairie toward Kenner. As you head in from Slidell, still looking good across the Twin Span, slowing a bit through the Morrison Curve as you approach the high rise, but you are moving fine across the bridge. And earlier accident right at the 610 split has been cleared. You're moving fine now. All clear on 610 as you head toward Metairie from the east, and as you head toward the CBD from the east on I-10. Looking good till you hit the Claiborne flyover, which is slow going as usual. The Pontchartrain Train Expressway has no delays. You're moving fine across the Crescent City connection as you head to the West Bank. You're on the brakes around General de Gaulle as you head in from the West Bank. Stays a bit slow going across the bridge. Smooth sailing in both directions across the Huey P. With your look at traffic, I'm Joe Cardosi.
Let me tell you about 5th District Savings Bank. This summer, you can put your savings to work right here at home. With 5th District Savings Bank's Summer CD Special, you can earn a 4% annual percentage yield on a 13-month CD. For more than 100 years, 5th District's been proud to serve their neighbors with the personal service and friendly faces you expect from your community bank. 5th District Savings Bank, your neighborhood bank for over 100 years. They've been mine since 1986. When I bought that first starter house in Algiers and built my home in Belchase in 93 and refinanced it in the 2000s, the thing I love, you talk about personal service, they have never sold a mortgage on me. They have always held that mortgage, and that is rare in that industry. So I'm doing business with locals throughout the whole transaction, the whole life of the mortgage, which has been, in one way or the other, going on 40 years now, or over 40 years, actually. Right now, the big takeaway, though, 5th District Bank's Summer CD Special. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on a 13-month CD. Minimum $1,000 deposit required to earn the advertised APY. New money only. Go to 5thdistrict.com. 5th District Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. 657, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, Dr. Mike Strain, a beloved veterinarian there on the North Shore. Mike, tell me about beef imports and tariffs and what's going on there.
So what's going to happen is that for the next 90 days, they're going to allow in 300,000 metric tons, which is about 660 million pounds of beef with no tariff, without a tariff on that, which represents about 2 to 3% of our beef consumption.
And that's with an end goal of, because here's what I'm thinking. It would seem like if you're bringing in processed beef, that's one thing. But if we had breeding problems, would it not be better to bring in breeding stock? Maybe I don't know what I don't know here. Mike, are you there? I thought Mike ended his sentence rather quickly, so why don't we take a second, try to reconnect with Dr. Mike Strain there on the North Shore. Meanwhile, I'll remind you that you can win a hurricane-ready new garage door right now. Hurricane storms can put every part of your home to the test, including your garage door, WWL and Ace Garage Door. giving you a chance to win the Hurricane Ready Garage Door Giveaway with a brand new garage door and installation worth up to $2,500. You can enter right now at WWL.com/contest for your chance to win. And you don't need to have a new garage door. You can always upgrade by winning this contest. Get your home ready before the next storm threatens with Ace Garage Door and WWL. Mike Strain, you back. You were talking about beef imports, and you got cut off mid-sentence. Pick it up, please.
So the biggest issue is not bringing in a female. It's retention of the females that we have. Mm-hmm. The beef herd has been declining. We're about 8% smaller than we were 10 years ago, and it's normally at least a 10-year cycle. So we have to rebuild our beef farms. That's the bottom line. We need to put incentives there to keep the heifers and keep them. We're actually sending heifers, females, into slaughter. Mm. And so, one, getting in appropriate females, because we have the finest cattle in the world, is extraordinarily expensive. And then, again, you're looking at least 3 to 4 years before that would make any difference whatsoever. And the goal is to try to bring down beef prices to around $5.50. Average price of hamburger is $6.89 a pound across the United States. And to bring that back, but that's going to be temporary. We really have to address the fundamental problem, which is the decrease in the herd size. And across the world, the number of beef cattle is declining, and there's a number of reasons for that. And so, again, that's the fundamental problem. And one of the things we can do is to look at some type of long-term capital gains tax credit if you maintain your females and rebuild America's herd.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I knew you'd have an answer. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We'll talk about NASA when we come back.